Well, hello and welcome to this week's Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great week. It is Thursday, the 10th of September 2026, and we are getting ready for the weekend. This weekend looks set to be perfect conditions for gardening. Rainy nights and sunny days, which I'm really, really looking forward to. Now, this does bring me on to my plans for the weekend, of course. Now, Friday is going to be a bit of a busy admin day here. I don't work Friday, so I should explain that. But what I tend to do when I'm doing admin days is I try and make sure I take regular breaks and just go out in the garden and do a few bits in the garden. And my jobs out in the garden include just having a bit of a tidy up around the veggie pods, clear away a few weeds, sow a few seeds directly. And in the meantime, I'm also going to be potting on some of the young plants that we have been sowing over the recent weeks. Just getting them ready for planting out. Now, we're added to that, another thing that I want to do that is on my list is just to check over my rainwater harvesting systems, just to make sure that everything is working as it should and we are collecting as much rainwater as we possibly can. You know how I feel about rainwater at the moment, and this year it's proven why it is so, so important. And then Saturday, and there's a reason I'm having to do all my... Tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to be heading to the allotment for a few hours. Nothing too ambitious this weekend, to be honest with you. Just a bit of a general tidy up and some weeding. The usual sort of things. Nothing exciting to say the least. But I just want to get the allotment into a point that I feel like I am very... very happy with what has achieved. So a few hours work, just clearing away weeds, cutting the grass, spreading some mulch, the usual boring mundane tasks. Got nothing big planned for the allotment, but there is a good reason. I alluded to this just now. Saturday I'm off to Saffron Walden to Audley End House for Gardener's World Autumn Fair. Now I always love the Gardener World shows. They do the one in Bewley in the spring. We've got the main one in the summer at the NEC, which is now moving. And then the autumn fair. I went to a few years ago and I did a talk there. Haven't been for a few years, so I'm looking forward to seeing how it turns out. But this one, I've got to say, this show does feel especially poignant. I'm sure you have heard Monty Don, the head of Gardener's World, the forefront of the show, for the last 23 years, is retiring. And I don't think he's going to be at this show. I don't think he really does the fair shows. But I think there's going to be a certain element of mystique going on around there. There's going to be this sort of sense that something is changing. I think Adam Frost is going to be there. Francis Topper was going to be there. So it's going to be a good chance to catch up with some of my gardening friends and just see how they feel about things and what goes forward. Obviously, I don't watch TV, don't have a TV, so I don't really watch Gardener's World. But I'm looking forward to the show nonetheless, looking forward to seeing all my friends, have a look at what's on sale and visit the walled gardens. I absolutely love these walled gardens. We visited there many, many years ago when we were English Heritage members. And Amanda hasn't been there since, so I'm looking forward to seeing how she gets on with that. Roxy hasn't been there for ever either, so going to be interesting. That's my plans for the weekend. But if you have got different plans for the weekend, or you're thinking of what you can do in your own garden or allotment, well, here's a few useful jobs that you might consider. First up, obviously, pull up any weeds before they set. Weeds have started growing like mad. We need to get them out before they establish. And what with the recent wet weather, they really are taken. Clear away any tired summer crops and add healthy material to the compost heap. Very important. We clear away space and we compost anything that we have removed. Harvest any ripe tomatoes, courgettes, beans, other crops while they are at the best. This is a very important thing to do as well. The whole point of growing food is so we can harvest it. Sow any hardy salads such as spinach, radishes, spring onions, just for autumn or overwintering crops. Again, something that I'm doing myself. Pot on any young plants, something that I've spoken about as well. Harden off anything that needs to be planted out soon. Check your water butts, gutters and rainwater connections just so we can make sure we capture any rainwater. Tidy paths, wash pots and clean tools. This is becoming more and more of a job that we like to do more regularly. And of course, support any tool brassicas and protect vulnerable crops from pests. Now, talking of seed sowing, today we are sowing the White Lisbon Spring Onion from this month's supporters pack. White Lisbon is a really reliable, quick growing spring onion, and we sow these thin seeds just thinly in shallow drills about 1 centimetre deep, directly into where they are going to grow in a container filled with multi-purpose compost in the veggie pods like I've done or anywhere that you may have. Give them about 15 centimeters apart, cover them over with the compost and water gently. Now, as long as we keep the soil evenly moist while the seedlings establish, they should germinate. But once they appear, thin them out if they are a little too crowded, which is easily done when we sow these seeds because they are quite small. You can use the thinnings in salads so that you still get some food out of it, but just keep those seeds remaining, those seedlings that are remaining, watered, especially through dry spells, and remove any weeds very carefully because spring onions have very shallow roots and we don't want to disturb those as much as possible. Now, depending on the conditions, spring onions could be ready to harvest in 6 to 12 weeks. And you just pull them when the stems are about pencil thickness. You can harvest them a little bit earlier if you want a milder flavour. But for steady supply, what I recommend you do is just sow a short row every 2 to 3 weeks, just to make sure you have these available. White Lisbon is a great one for overwintering or growing at this time of year. And there are some hardier varieties as well. Now that is it for this week's Thursday night episode. I hope you have a productive and enjoyable weekend. Whatever you are doing, let me know what you are doing. If you have emailed me, I will get back to your emails tomorrow. But thank you so much for listening. Thank you as always for supporting this podcast. Until next time, please take care.